today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. You know, it's a blessing to us that you would hear our program today, and we hope you'll stay with us throughout the program as we open the Bible and consider what God says in His Word. We're studying the book of Jude. We're now in part 4 and studying about the exposure, or Jude is going to expose to us some false teachers. Now, I'm not sure how far we'll get today with these, but we'll get as far as we can. This is a continuing series, and if you'd like to hear the first 3 parts of this series, you can go and find our website at www.considerhisword.org. And at the website, if you'll click on the radio programs, you can find the previous programs in this series. And if you haven't heard them, it'd be a good idea for you to go back and listen to the beginning of this series and where Jude is coming from. We're going to kind of jump in the middle today. I'm not going to go back over the introduction and all of those things again. So it'd be good for you to go back and hear those if you haven't, and if you have access to a computer. So at www.considerhisword.org. Secondly, we'd like to hear from you. And I'd love for you to send me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now I understand that not everyone has a computer, not everyone has email. But if you have it available, let us know where you're hearing this program. Maybe you have some comments about the Bible study or some things that you could add or suggest. We'd love to hear from you. Again, the email is considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Well, let's jump into Jude. Today we're going to look at where Jude is going to tell us about these false teachers. And we've kind of gone through the introduction and how Jude taught us to contend for the faith. He exposed to us the problem. I want to go ahead and read that in verse 4 in a moment. I'm going to read quite a bit because I want to kind of put this all together. And we'll read that in a moment. But the problem here was false teachers had, he said, crept unawares into the church. And that's how false teachers come in. They don't come in and announce that they're a false teacher, that they're going to teach you some things that they made up or teach you some things that they think is better than the Bible. So they're not going to announce that. You know, the devil is not like that. The devil is sneaky and he's devious. He'll lie right to you. The Bible says that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. So these false teachers are going to creep in, Jude said, creep in unawares. And so he now exposes these false teachers for what they really are. And he goes back to the Old Testament and he gives several examples of false teaching and several examples of God's judgment upon people who do not trust him and God's judgment upon people who will not obey his word. And he gives us right away, he gives us 3 examples. We'll take these 3 today and perhaps take 3 more next week. And look at these false teachers and how he describes these false teachers. We could call these even Bible definitions of these false teachers. So let's read the scripture. Jude, little book of Jude. It's near Revelation. You'll find it back just before Revelation. I'm going to start at verse 4 and read down through verse 7. The Bible says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the eternal judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now, I realize that this is not a real positive message. I mean, in this passage of Scripture, we see God coming down on people who did not obey him or did not believe him. So let's take them one at a time. There were three here examples, I believe, of false teachers and where they come from and how God deals with them. The first one was unbelieving Israelites. He said in verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. I think a good example of that was out at Mount Sinai. When God had saved the people of Israel from Egypt, had come and sent Moses, and through the Passover, God said, I will pass over you. He helped them to escape, and they escaped a slavery of over 400 years. They came to the Red Sea, where God opened the Red Sea and let them cross over on dry land, the Bible says. And then when they got over, they came to a place called Mount Sinai. And out at Mount Sinai, God was going to then speak to Moses. He wanted to speak to the people. The people said, we can't bear this. And so they said, let God speak to Moses. And Moses would go up into Mount Sinai, and there God gave him all of the laws of the Old Testament. You read Leviticus and read the half, the second half of Exodus, and read the book of Deuteronomy, and you can read about all those laws. Those laws came directly from God at Mount Sinai, where Moses would go and commune with God and listen to God. And there, while he was up on the mountain talking to God, down at the base of the mountain, there was something else going on. Here the people began to say, where is this Moses? He'd been up there over a month. And the people began to question Aaron, the high priest, and the first priest, and said, where is this Moses? Where did he go? He's not coming back. And they demanded of Aaron that he would make them gods. You can go back and read the story in the Old Testament, back in Exodus 31 and 32. And so Aaron made this golden calf, and the people began to worship it. In fact, they attributed to that idol the work of God. They said, here's the God that brought us out of the land of Egypt. Now, right there is your false teachers attributing to some other object or to some other person or to some other thing the attributes of God and giving them the glory instead of giving God the glory. Psalm 29:2 says, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. And worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And rather than giving God glory, they are now giving this calf the glory. It was the beginning of idol worship. And so you remember what happened when Moses finally came down and he saw the people dancing around this calf and worshiping this calf and doing all of these things and attributing to the calf the glory of God. Moses broke the tablets that held the Ten Commandments, and the judgment of God came upon them. They took those people. In fact, Moses asked Aaron. He said, Aaron, what's going on? What happened? And Aaron said, well, we took all of the earrings, and we took all of the nose rings and all of the toe rings, and we throwed the gold in a fire, and this calf came out. Well, you know that wasn't true. The Bible says that they made that calf. Again, false teachers are going to lie to you. Here's the thing. They took that golden calf, the Bible says, and they ground it up into powder. They throwed it in the river, and Moses made the people drink it. The Bible says, though, that that day, because there be... I want to go back to Exodus for just a moment and read this passage of Scripture, because I want you to get this, that God is serious about these false teachers. Going all the way back to the book of Exodus, where this story happened, in Exodus 32. And I want to read verse 28, Exodus 32 and verse 28. It says this, "For Moses had said, 'Consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow you a blessing this day.'" And you know what happened that day? 3,000 people died. And the Bible says that they particularly died because of their unbelief. And this is what Jude was talking about when we go back to the book of Jude. He said that here they had come out of Egypt. The Lord had saved the people out of the land of Egypt afterward. He destroyed them that believed not. And the Bible records that 3,000 people were killed that day because of their unbelief. They did not trust the Lord. Now, that's what these false teachers are going to do. They're going to lead you to trust something or someone and lead you away from trusting the Lord. They're going to say, believe in yourself. That's one of the worst things you can do. Trust the Lord. David said in the Psalms, he said, I'd rather trust the Lord than put my confidence in man. And so I want to encourage you to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him. Believe him. You know that rabbit's foot you got in your pocket? It doesn't mean anything. All those good luck charms that you may have, you realize that those are idols. You attribute to those things attributes of God. Just trust the Lord. Put those things aside. God wants you to believe him and to trust him and to follow him. Beware these false teachers. Our time is gone for today. We thank you for joining us and hope you'll join us again next week as once again we open the Scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider his word.
Consider his word.